Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus of Lyon. Chapter 22. The 30 eons are not typified by the fact that Christ was baptized in his 30th year. He did not suffer in the 12th month after his baptism. I have shown that the number 30 fails them in every respect. Too few eons, as they represent them, being at one time found within the Pleroma, and then again too many to correspond with that number. There are not, therefore, 30 eons, nor did the Savior come to be baptized when he was 30 years old, for this reason, that he might show forth the 30 silent eons of their system. Otherwise, they must first of all separate and eject the Savior himself from the Pleroma of all. Moreover, they affirm that he suffered in the 12th month, February, the first month was March, so that he continued to preach for 1 year after his baptism, and they endeavor to establish this point out of the prophet. For it is written, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of retribution. Being truly blind, inasmuch as they affirm they have found out the mysteries of Bythus, yet not understanding that which is called by Isaiah the acceptable year of the Lord, nor the day of retribution. For the prophet neither speaks concerning a day which includes the space of 12 hours, nor of a year the length of which is 12 months. For even they themselves acknowledge that the prophets have very often expressed themselves in parables and allegories, and are not to be understood according to the mere sound of the words. That then was called the day of retribution, on which the Lord will render to everyone according to his works, that is, the judgment. The acceptable year of the Lord, again, is the present time, in which those who believe him are called by him and become acceptable to God. That is, the whole time from his advent onwards to the consummation of all things, during which he acquires to himself, as fruits of the scheme of mercy, those who are saved. For according to the phraseology of the prophet, the day of retribution follows the acceptable year, and the prophet will be proved guilty of falsehood if the Lord preaches only for a year, and if he speaks of it. For where is the day of retribution? For the year has passed, and the day of retribution has not yet come, but he still makes his sun to rise upon the good and upon the evil, and sends rain upon the just and unjust. And the righteous suffer persecution, are afflicted, and are slain, while sinners are possessed of abundance, and drink with the sound of the harp and psaltery, but do not regard the works of the Lord. But according to the language used by the prophet, they ought to be combined, and the day of retribution to follow the acceptable year. For the words are, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of retribution. This present time, therefore, in which men are called and saved by the Lord, is properly understood to be denoted by the acceptable year of the Lord. And there follows on this the day of retribution, that is, the judgment. And the time thus referred to is not called a year only, but is also named a day, both by the prophet and by Paul, of whom the apostle, calling to mind the scripture, says in the epistle addressed to the Romans, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep to the slaughter. But here the expression all the day long is put for all this time during which we suffer persecution and are killed as sheep. As then this day does not signify one which consists of 12 hours, but the whole time during which believers in Christ suffer and are put to death for his sake, so also the year there mentioned does not denote one which consists of 12 months, but the whole time of faith, during which men hear and believe the preaching of the gospel, and those become acceptable to God who unite themselves to him. But it is greatly to be wondered at how it has come to pass that, while affirming they have found out the mysteries of God, they have not examined the Gospels to ascertain how often, after his baptism, the Lord went up, at the time of the Passover, to Jerusalem, in accordance with what was the practice of the Jews from every land and every year, that they should assemble at this period in Jerusalem, and there celebrate the feast of the Passover. First of all, after he had made the water wine at Cana of Galilee, he went up to the festival day of the Passover, on which occasion it is written, "For many believed in him when they saw the signs which he did," as John, the disciple of the Lord, records. Then again, withdrawing himself from Judea, he is found in Samaria, on which occasion, too, he convened with the Samaritan woman, and while at a distance, cured the son of the centurion by a word, saying, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." Afterwards, he went up the second time to observe the festival day of the Passover in Jerusalem, on which occasion he cured the paralytic man, who had lain beside the pool 38 years, bidding him rise, take up his couch, and depart. Again, withdrawing from there to the other side of the Sea of Tiberias, he there, seeing a great crowd had followed him, fed all that multitude with 5 loaves of bread, and 12 baskets of fragments remained over and above. Then, when he had raised Lazarus from the dead, and plots were formed against him by the Pharisees, he withdrew to a city called Ephraim, and from that place, as it is written, he came to Bethany 6 days before the Passover. And going up from Bethany to Jerusalem, he there ate the Passover, and suffered on the day following. Now, that these 3 occasions of the Passover are not included within 1 year, every person whatever must acknowledge, and that the special month in which the Passover was celebrated, and in which also the Lord suffered, was not the 12th, but the 1st, those men who boast that they know all things, if they know not this, may learn it from Moses. Their explanation, therefore, both of the year and of the 12th month, has been proved false, and they ought to reject either their explanation or the gospel. Otherwise, this unanswerable question forces itself upon them. How is it possible that the Lord preached for 1 year only? Being 30 years old when he came to be baptized, and then possessing the full age of a master, a teacher, he came to Jerusalem so that he might be properly acknowledged by all as a master. For he did not seem one thing while he was another, as those affirm who describe him as being man only in appearance. But what he was, that he also appeared to be. Being a master, therefore, he also possessed the age of a master, not despising or evading any condition of humanity, nor setting aside in himself that law which he had appointed for the human race, but sanctifying every age, by that period corresponding to it which belonged to himself. For he came to save all through means of himself, all, I say, who through him are born again to God. Infants and children and boys and youths and old men. He therefore passed through every age, becoming an infant for infants, thus sanctifying infants, a child for children, thus sanctifying those who are of this age, being at the same time made to them an example of piety, righteousness, and submission. A youth for youths, becoming an example to youths, and thus sanctifying them for the Lord. So likewise, He was an old man for old men, so that he might be a perfect master, teacher, rabbi, for all, not merely as respects the setting forth of the truth, but also as regards age, sanctifying at the same time the aged also, and becoming an example to them likewise. Then, at last, he came on to death itself, so that he might be the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. The Prince of Life, existing before all and going before all. They, however, that they may establish their false opinion regarding that which is written, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, maintain that he preached for 1 year only, and then suffered in the 12th month. In speaking thus, they are forgetful to their own disadvantage, destroying his whole work, and robbing him of that age which is both more necessary and more honorable than any other. That more advanced age, I mean, during which also, as a teacher, he excelled all others. For how could he have had disciples if he did not teach? And how could he have taught unless he had reached the age of a master, a rabbi? For when he came to be baptized, he had not yet completed his 30th year, but was beginning to be about 30 years of age. For thus Luke, who has mentioned his years, has expressed it. Now Jesus was, as it were, beginning to be 30 years old, when he came to receive baptism. And according to these men, he preached only 1 year, reckoning from his baptism. On completing his 30th year, he would have suffered, being in fact still a young man, who had by no means attained to advanced age. Now, that the first stage of early life embraces 30 years, and that this extends onward to the 40th year, everyone will admit. But from the 40th and 50th years, a man begins to decline towards old age, which our Lord possessed while he still fulfilled the office of a teacher, even as the gospel and all the elders testify. Those who were conversant in Asia with John, the disciple of the Lord, affirming that John conveyed to them that information, and John remained among them up to the times of Trajan. Some of them, moreover, saw not only John, but the other apostles also, and heard the very same account from them, and bear testimony as to the validity of the statement. Whom then should we rather believe? Whether such men as these, or Ptolemaeus, who never saw the apostles, and who never even in his dreams attained to the slightest trace of an apostle. But besides this, those very Jews who then disputed with the Lord Jesus Christ have most clearly indicated the same thing. For when the Lord said to them, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad," they answered him, "Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?" Now, such language is fittingly applied to one who has already passed into the decade of 40, without having as yet reached his 50th year, yet is not far from this latter period. But to one who is only 30 years old, it would unquestionably be said, "Thou art not yet 40 years old. For those who wish to convict him of falsehood would certainly not extend the number of his years far beyond the age which they saw he had attained, but they mentioned a period near his real age. Whether they had truly ascertained this out of the entry in the public register, or simply made a conjecture from what they observed, that he was above 40 years old, and that he certainly was not one of only 30 years of age. For it is altogether unreasonable to suppose that they were mistaken by 20 years, when they wished to prove him younger than the times of Abraham. For what they saw, that they also expressed, and he whom they beheld was not a mere phantasm, but an actual being of flesh and blood. did not then want much of being 50 years old, and in accordance with that fact, they said to him, "Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?" He did not therefore preach only for 1 year, nor did he suffer in the 12th month of the year, for the period included between the 30th and 50th year can never be regarded as 1 year, unless indeed among their aeons there be so long years assigned to those who sit in their ranks with Bythus in the Pleroma, of which beings Homer the poet too has spoken, doubtless being inspired by the mother of their system of error. The gods sat round while Jove proceeded o'er, and converse held upon the golden floor. Chapter 23. The woman who suffered from an issue of blood was no type of the suffering aeon. Moreover, their ignorance comes out in a clear light with respect to the case of that woman who, suffering from an issue of blood, touched the hem of the Lord's garment, and so was made whole. For they maintain that through her was shown forth that 12th power who suffered passion and flowed out towards immensity, that is, the 12th aeon. This ignorance of theirs appears first, because I have shown, according to their own system, that was not the 12th aeon. But even granting them this point, in the meantime, there being 12 aeons, 11 of them are said to have continued impassible, while the 12th suffered passion. But the woman, on the other hand, was being healed in the 12th year, it is manifest that she had continued to suffer during 11 years and was healed in the 12th. If indeed they were to say that 11 aeons were involved in passion, but the 12th one was healed, it would then be a plausible thing to say that the woman was a type of these. But since she suffered during 11 years, and all that time obtained no cure, but was healed in the 12th year, in what way can she be a type of the 12th of the aeons, 11 of whom, according to hypothesis, did not suffer at all, but the 12th alone participated in suffering? For a type and emblem is, no doubt, sometimes diverse from the truth signified as to matter and substance, but it ought, as the general form and features, to maintain a likeness to what is typified, and in this way to shadow forth by means of things present those which are yet to come. And not only in the case of this woman have the years of her infirmity, which they affirm to fit in with their figment, been mentioned, but lo, another woman was also healed, after suffering in like manner for 18 years, concerning whom the Lord said, "And ought not this daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years, be set free on the Sabbath day?" If then the former was a type of the 12th aeon that suffered, the latter should also be a type of the 18th aeon in suffering. But they cannot maintain this. Otherwise their primary and original ogdoad will be included in the number of aeons who suffered together. Moreover, there was also a certain other person healed by the Lord, after he had suffered for 38 years. They ought therefore to affirm that the aeon who occupies the 38th place suffered. For if they assert that the things which were done by the Lord were types of what took place in the Pleroma, the type ought to be preserved throughout. But they can neither adapt to their fictitious system the case of her who was cured after 18 years, nor of him who was cured after 38 years. Now, it is in every way absurd and inconsistent to declare that the Savior preserved the type in certain cases, while he did not do so in others. The type of the woman, therefore, with the issue of blood, is shown to have had to have no analogy to their system of aeons. End of chapter 23.